A lot of people just saying that he quit last night. A lot of people just saying that he quit. I know you ain't willing to go that far. I know I'm not willing to go that far. Damn it. I got people telling me Ken call it what it is. He quit.
But it's weird.
I don't want to go that
far. It's weird because he didn't have to. He could just not play in the second half. And Atkinson could have said, yeah, we're down 41 points. And we have no shot unless Donovan is 100% rested and healthy. Because he gave Darius Garland that option.
I got to see what they do on Tuesday.
The whole thing is bizarre.
I got to see what they do on Tuesday. Because this is, you got to respond to this. You have to respond to this. I got people who are mad that I'm not saying irresponsible things on the radio right now. Guys, I got to wait and see what they do on Tuesday. You want me to sit there and call them a bunch of quitters? I'll see what they do on Tuesday. I know you're mad, and I'm not necessarily thrilled. I mean, now I'm going to get mad because this is an abomination. But I got a bunch of people saying, Ken, call it what it is. He quit. Donovan quit. Okay, I'll see what they do on Tuesday. I think that this is bizarre. If they were going to hold him out, I don't know why we had to go through this act out there on the floor. I don't know why we had to do that. But I think for a lot of people, I think that they are dismayed. I think that they feel like they've been hoodwinked. I feel like they feel like they have been led astray by what this season was supposed to be. You win 64 games to go out like this. And I tell you what, there is no defense of it anymore. There is no conversation that can go against it anymore. And I give them one more chance on Tuesday. If they don't, Wednesday is going to be a firestorm. And people are going to want to have a fire sale because this will be year three in a row. You want to talk about injuries? Fine. Fans don't care about the injuries anymore. We've talked about injuries for 3 years. It was Jared Allen last year. We've talked about injuries this entire time. You've had 3 years to put this thing together to go further than the second round. And I've heard about patience and I've heard about all of it. And they will fire up the trade machines, and I won't blame them because you've been called soft, and now that will be your label. It already is to a lot of people, but that will officially be your label coming up if you lose on Tuesday. So I tell you what, I give them until Tuesday. It's all there. It is all there if they lose on Tuesday. But I've seen the team come back. I've seen the franchise come back with 3-1 when they had LeBron James in the past, and I got to give them one more chance because I can't believe a 64-win team would lay down and die this way against an Indiana team who they are better than. They are better than them. They are better than them. And it's not enough to just go through the regular season and win 64 games against teams that were half-assing it. It's not enough to go out there against the Miami Heat, who don't have the culture anymore, and go out and sweep them in 4 games, which was fun at the time it was. It's not enough. Boston is one thing. Indiana, that's a totally different animal. That's a totally different thing. And if they go out there and they lay down and die on Tuesday, boom, let them know it. Let them know that you're upset with what's going on here. As this ain't good. 216-474-0092. I can deal with not equipped. I can deal with not as talented. But you better not lay down and die tomorrow night, man. Jason on the road, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fella.
Hi.
Hey, I'm just confused, to be honest with you, because what I saw yesterday didn't make any sense. Because they were down 2-0. You said about injuries. That had a lot to do with why they were down 2-0. They go out to Indiana, and they played the way they should play in Game 3. And the attitude was right. The way they played was right. I thought, okay, they got this turned around. The way they came out yesterday, I didn't know who the hell they were. That didn't make any sense to me. To be down 41 points at halftime? I didn't think there was a team in the league that could put them down 41 points. I mean, it's almost like they inverted it. Like, they thought they were up 2-1 and that they could have one to spare. You're on the road, and you come out with energy like that. I put that on the coach. Like, I don't see how you can have a team come out and play like that.
I don't know if they were just, hey, I'm not disagreeing with you, by the way, Jason. It's just maybe, like, did they just think they were going to go out there in Game 2 and roll the basketballs out there and take care of it?
Because yeah, it's one thing for me.
Thank you for the call,
it's
Jason.
It's one thing for me and you to think that, which is what I did. I thought that we were going to take command, even up the series, and kind of go from there and be the normal Cavs we saw a year.
Yeah, well, they can't.
So yes, they can't do it. I mean, they talked about, all right, Indiana's going to have an answer for the zone, and they did. they did what a high school team would do against a 3-2. They'd screen the top of the zone, and that was it, but we had no other answers. Like, we had a pretty special man-to-man defense all year. Where was that? I didn't see any of that. And again, that moment between DeAndre Hunter and Benedict Mathurin, we were wondering who was going to benefit from all of that. In the end, their guy gets tossed. Our guy stays in, and we're like, yes, we showed composure. We didn't do anything stupid like run off the bench and get guys suspended.
Yeah.
Like, we held our own in that situation, and then we got absolutely humiliated from there.
Go back to the phones. Deshaun in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, man, come on, bro. We act like we didn't see Kobe quit. We ain't seen LeBron quit a couple times. Bro, they're down 41 points. What, we don't like him no more because he quit?
Wait a second. I don't understand why he even needed to go through that. He could have just sat out the second half.
I seen the video. It looked like he tried to go
Wait a minute. If they lose on Tuesday, what are you going to say on Wednesday?
If we lose on Tuesday, it's going to be a... I mean, what are we going to say? What are we going to trade Donovan?
I mean, why are we bringing up trading Donovan? In what planet right now do they compare to LeBron James or Kobe Bryant? On what planet? Where the Monstars play? What part of reality? What part of reality do you say that comment? We've seen superstars do it before, and even the superstars themselves won't even admit to something like that.
So
we've seen it before, so that justifies this? If they go out and they lose on Tuesday? Does that I said if they lose on Tuesday, does that justify this?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. So you called in just to try to get me mad, is what you did. Yeah, you did. I know you. Exactly. You're laughing your ass off. I know what you're doing. It ain't going to work today. Brandon in Painesville, you're next up on the Fan.
Ken Carmen.
Hi.
I wish I was calling you with my Dusty Rhodes impression to make you laugh. I really would. But
he shot threes better than the Cavs last night. Look up that video.
I am 43 years old. Grew up going to Richfield Coliseum. Brad Doherty, Mark Price, my goodness. Here we are.
Actually,
great team.
Yeah.
A beautiful team. And we're down. I'm looking at the score. I'm laying in bed. And I look at the score with my wife. I said, we got 7.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. And they've got 92 points against us. Teams win games with 92 points, Ken Carmen.
Well, what was it, 91-90 the other day?
We give up 80 points in one half of basketball. Yeah. What in the world are we doing?
It was a bad day. It was a real, real, real bad day. And I mean, if they would have held him out.
Kenny, you had everybody. You had everybody at your disposal.
Brandon,
in that second quarter that you got outscored, was it 42-16?
The more I think about it, the more I'm annoyed.
You had everybody. Yeah.
Thank you, Brandon. I'm sorry.
It wasn't like the killer is, okay? You were missing... You know, various parts of the series, game two, you were missing three guys, and yet you were up 7 with 45 seconds left, and you blew that
one. Why would you do all that? Please tell me he's legitimately hurt. Because now I'm really getting annoyed with this stuff. Because you could have just held him out and said, well, it's a beating. There's no reason to hold these guys. But you understand what I'm saying. Why go through all this? Because now you just made yourself look bad. If it was his idea or somebody else, we're accusing them of crazy things right now, faking an injury.
I'm getting texts that this was an all-time acting job.
Okay,
so reckless speculation.
What's reckless about it? Is it reckless?
I dig it.
Is it reckless? I don't know if it's so reckless. If he went out there and if this is an all-time bad acting job, then why wouldn't you just hold him out? Why? Would I question these things? It was a 41-point halftime game. I understand that if they're not healthy, that you don't have a chance. So why do we need to go through all this?
But Donovan is the least of their issues. I mean, that guy through the first three games of the series.
I know he's the least of their issues, but damn it, I'm angry about this.
Was absolutely incredible. The fact that, he even had them in position to win game two the way they did. Then he drops another 40 game in game three. It is. It's staggering. It's staggering that we've gotten to this point where is everybody else been, other than Max Strus? Max Strus. Whoever thought I would be sitting there going, maybe they can draw up some plays for Max Strus yesterday when they were down 30.
Brad and Wycliffe, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, thanks, guys. Just curious when we were going to talk about Kenny Atkinson, because Rick Carlisle.
We got 4 hours. Go ahead, but you get your time now. Go.
Rick Carlisle didn't sit the whole game, and you guys are talking about drawn up plays. You know, Kenny Atkinson, he was sitting down the whole game. I don't think I saw him up one time. They showed him right before halftime, and he was saying, pick it up. Kenny, get these guys in the huddle. Tell him to draw up a play for him. Do something.
I did want to ask people, when you're down 41 and you have arguably as bad of a half in NBA postseason history, I mean, seriously, that is what is being said about that half of basketball in a game where I thought everybody thought that the momentum was going to swing back to the Cavs for the rest of the series. Is that a coaching thing or a player's thing when you're down 41 and a half?
It wasn't 41 right at the second, you know, at the beginning of the second quarter.
No.
I mean, this guy didn't get up the whole game. I mean, if we look back to the third game, I mean, just I'm kind of confused because we kind of skated through the whole regular season. And, like you guys said, we weren't really tested. Now we're being tested. And it just seems like this man cannot keep up with the rest of the NBA.
Brad, thank you very much for the call. I think he can keep up with the rest of the NBA. Rick Carlisle is obviously a world champion and a very good coach.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't get to play the Heat every round.
I mean, I don't think he's as bad as 41 points down. I think that that's a wrong side of the bed type night on the worst possible night. And I think that they really just threw a big firebomb in there with this Donovan Mitchell stuff. I mean, now I'm saying I hope it's a legitimate thing because it's a bad look. If there's an acting job that actually happened, folks, it's a real bad look for them.
Now, will you care if they just come back and win at home tomorrow?
I won't care as much. They got to win the series now. Then I wouldn't care. But if you win on Tuesday, it's like, all right, how to eat a whale? You eat it one bite at a time. Now it's a 3-2 series. Let's see what they do in game 6 and then in game 7 if you could do that. But, I mean, tomorrow night's where it's at. 216-474-0092. I didn't even ask you what you have for Lyman Likes. I didn't even ask you if you had one. Do you have one?
Not a lot, Kenny.